Swarthmore College students and faculty, working with some local partners, have launched Delaware County's first interactive homicide database to combat gun violence. WHYY's Kenny Cooper has more.
The Delaware County Homicide Database went live on October 27th, documenting the 503 homicides that occurred from 2005 to 2019. That debut was the culmination of years of effort. Lee Smithy, a professor of peace and conflict studies and sociology at Swarthmore, teaches a course called Gun Violence Prevention. Over the years, students in his class work with local groups and activists to research those deaths. In 2013, his class basically volunteered as research assistants for the organization Delaware County United for Sensible Gun Policy, which is now a chapter of Ceasefire PA.
And after a number of conversations, we came up with this idea of a database of homicides, which sadly are mostly gun homicides in Delaware County. And we've been working on that ever since.
Using data from the Pennsylvania Uniform Crime Report, along with details from news outlets, the 43 students that have taken the course since the spring of 2013 got right to work. They researched, cataloged, and then organized all homicides in the county by year, age, race, weapon type, and other categories. Only incidents that were clearly homicides were included.
That would be even harder to collect data on because, you know, some of the information is in the hospitals, some of it's with law enforcement, some of it doesn't go reported at all.
Smithy says numerous obstacles made it harder to comb through the data, but thanks to local partners, they were able to cross-reference data points to be more confident that they were capturing nearly every homicide. Former students that worked on the project have been blowing up Smithy's email, expressing gratitude that the database is finally up and running. Oliver Hicks is a senior at Swarthmore who took the class in January 2020. He says that the research methods went above and beyond the bare necessities.
We were looking at everything from news articles to, you know, community obituary pages, blog posts, Facebook posts, a lot of stuff on social media, just trying to really find any information that we could about each of these individual cases of gun violence throughout Delaware County.
The class was determined not to reduce the tragedy to mere numbers.
We had a lot of conversations about how do we find a balance between presenting a full picture of gun violence in our communities using statistics and data points, but also not losing the kind of grounding, humanizing elements of all of these incidents of gun homicides as well.
The college brought in speakers and reached out to external partners to put a human face on the extensive work they were doing. Their work hasn't gone unnoticed. Margie Riley of Havertown lost her son, Jason McClay, back in 2013. McClay was working as a manager at a drugstore in Chester when he was fatally shot during a burglary. Riley says she thought she had raised her kids in a safe area.
How could this ever happen to me? You know, that was my attitude.
Now, everyone has lost.
I lost my son, and he lost his family, and everyone that was involved in his murder lost their life too, because there's three people who are incarcerated for the rest of their lives, and there's two people that are in jail for 30 years. And I told them all, you've all lost your lives too. Nobody wins.
She thinks the homicide database is an impressive tool to educate the community and secure funding for community-based anti-gun violence programs.
This is what we have to do to combat gun violence.
Max Milkman of Ceasefire PA thinks this will be an invaluable tool when asking lawmakers to provide resources.
It's a brilliant act of activism for them to take their skills and their knowledge and actually apply it to real-world issues and applying it to educating our communities on where gun violence actually occurs.
The database is publicly accessible at delcohomicides.swarthmore.edu. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.